The siblings were chained to furniture, beaten, and starved for years before one escaped and called 911 last week. They're now all recovering in hospitals.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. I was one of the biggest critics of Obama in the national media. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. So I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. We won twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have IRS problems, and you've spent thousands with non-lawyer tax resolution firms. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis for a free consultation. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. Sam saved my life. Call Sam at 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free, 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
Alarms blared in Tokyo and residents were running for cover. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains why.
Tokyo holding its first missile evacuation drill in the face of the ongoing threat from North Korea as loudspeakers urged people to shelter indoors or go underground during the exercise. North Korea has twice launched ballistic missiles over northern Japan and test-launched intercontinental ballistic missiles in trajectories that sent them falling into Japan's exclusive economic waters. Now, more than 20 evacuation drills have been conducted around Japan since last year, but the Monday activity in Tokyo was the first missile evacuation drill held in that capital city.
January 1st of 2018, there were 18 states that raised the minimum wage. How are those states doing now? John Taffer is host of Bar Rescue. He talks about what he's seeing when he heads to bars and what's actually happening to the restaurant economy.
Employment growth was at 6% to 7% in the restaurant sector for employees. It's now down to 1.2%.
Taffer continued.
A lot of restaurateurs have cut back staffing by 10%, reduced employees to part-time. The employees lost on this.
And finally, Philadelphia police say few arrests have been made amid the celebrations following last night's Eagles-NFC Championship game victory. Huge crowds gathered around the city with three people being arrested, two of them for disorderly conduct and one for assault on a police officer. For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And this is Georgine Trinkle, your host for Hot and Hunted. I'm in the studio today with some guests that have joined me. I'll be introducing shortly. But as always, first we wanted to start with a quote of the day. And the quote is really about a little story. So we're going to be talking to some students and a staff member from Immaculate Conception School today as we get ready for the last week in January to kick off what is Catholic School Week. But in the meantime, it made me think about education. And there's always a story that goes around about education and Albert Einstein. And a lot of people think that this story, part of it is true or not true, but it actually has been fact-checked. And the truth is that he was a very poor student. And one day, his teacher told his mother that he was addled. And the school, it wasn't a written letter, as is reported sometimes on different media streams, but said that he really couldn't do the work of school, and he wasn't really well suited for the school. So his mother never told him, this man who turns out to be an absolute genius. And when he asked what his teacher told the mother, she said that you were a genius, and the school basically could not imagine handling your intellect. And he was homeschooled for the rest of his career, which turned out to be someone that really impacted the entire world with his inventions and all of his thoughts and his ability to never give up and to keep trying and to keep challenging oneself. You never know how many failures you have. Just, you could be one step away from succeeding. And that is, when we talk about education, we never know when the right tool is for us. We don't know if we feel that we're failing. It may just be that we don't have the right tools. So we're talking about expanding our education today and looking at some other alternatives. But you know, we do have to pay the bills, so I have to do a few commercials, and then we'll be back here in the studio to talk about the weather. Stay with us.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot and Hunted In every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot and Hunted In provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
We're back here in the studio today on January 22nd and doing our normal course of our show here. We have to let people know what the weather's like. Well, I am happy to report it is 51 degrees, mostly cloudy, and I am so loving this mild temperature. And I have more good news because this week, at least today and tomorrow, is looking lovely. We have a high of 51 today, and tonight we're only going to go down to 39 degrees with some showers. So no sleet, no snow, it's just a chance of some showers. Not too bad. Tomorrow we are looking at some rain mostly throughout the day, it looks like before 2 p.m., but we're looking at a high near 59, so we're almost getting ready for our beach weather here in the studio. Tuesday night, just going back down to a low of 31, so we don't have to scrape our windshields Wednesday morning. Everything will be great for our mostly sunny day on Wednesday with a high of 40 degrees, so loving that. Thursday's a little bit colder with a high of 35, and Friday we have a sunny day, even though it is cool, 39 or so, which is almost seasonable, but at least it is a sunny day. So it's looking pretty good. Just have to get through some rain and showers tomorrow. But other than that, we are in good shape for a shovel-less week. Not a beach week, but at least we can leave these snow shovels alone. One more commercial, and then I'll be back to talk about Catholic School Week and introduce my guest from Immaculate Conception School. Stay with us.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
And we're live here in the studio, so I am going to live all the mics here because I don't know who's sitting at which seat over here. But I'm going to start on my left and welcome a woman who's been in our studio before talking about really exciting things. Today we're talking about Catholic School Week, but Sharon, you've joined me to talk about really fun things like when we were getting ready for the summer, and we can talk about the funnel cakes and the great, great events that you have over at the Immaculate Conception School and the church parking lot to sort of kick off our summer. It is our summer, right? Is it, or is it in the fall?
It's in the summer.
It's in the summer. In June. It's like always the last, like right after the last week of school usually, right?
Correct.
Excellent. All right. So why don't you give us your first and last name and tell us about your title and why you're joining us today.
Well, first, thank you, Georgine, for having us today. I'm Sharon Hilwig, and I'm the admissions director at Immaculate Conception School. And I'd like to thank you for having us here at this special time of the year for us, which is close to the kickoff to Catholic Schools Week, like you had mentioned, which begins on Sunday, January 28th, and runs through February 3rd. And we have a number of activities happening next week for our guests, prospective visitors, and prospective new families. We have two open houses, one on Sunday, January 28th, from 10 a.m. to noon, and another one on Wednesday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m.
Now, we love the open house concepts, but a lot of people aren't really sure. Does that mean they could just kind of come in and wander around, get a look at the or a feel for the school? Or are there guided tours? What happens?
Guided tours. There'll be parent representatives available. We have students, 7th, 8th graders that will conduct tours as well, too. Sometimes that's the best information is to get it directly from our students. And administration is available. Teachers are available on Sunday to speak with and meet with. Sunday, obviously, is not an instructional day for students, but that's a nice time to be able to get one-on-one time with the teacher. Wednesday is more observation of the classrooms and to be able to speak with administration and some parent representatives.
Okay, well, you said it. It's best to get information sometimes from the students. So we're going to go around and we're going to start with introducing our guests in the studio who happen to be students at Immaculate Conception School. So we're going to start right here on my left. What is your name?
Hi, my name is Richard Hillwig, and I'm a seventh grade student at Immaculate Conception School.
Okay, Richard, thanks so much for joining us today and for lending your opinion to the school situation and Catholic School Week and what's going on in the activities. So now we're going to go over here and ask you to introduce yourself.
Hello, my name is Jamie Wood. I am the Student Council President.
Excellent, Jamie. Thanks so much for joining us.
We have anytime.
One more guest in the studio that is also a student. I'm going to ask you to introduce yourself.
Hello, I am Eddie Voitel. I am the student treasurer, and I am a seventh grader at Immaculate.
Excellent. Now, for my longtime listeners, the three of you have something besides all attending Immaculate Conception School in common. And maybe someone wants to give a special shout out for the common teacher. What is the one thing you have in common?
Okay, we've all been taught by Mrs. DeCero.
Excellent. And Mrs. DeCero comes into our studio sometimes, but she refuses to come to the mic for some reason. She doesn't trust me, I think. So all three of you had the opportunity to be a student of Mrs. DeCero's, right? Excellent. And she is quite a good teacher, isn't she? She doesn't lose her cool too much, right? And just like we were talking about with our quote earlier, she is someone who will find different ways to solve a problem. And sometimes we need that out of the box thinking. So now, let us just take a moment here. We do have to go to some commercial break to pay the bills here, but then we'll be back in the studio to talk a little bit more with Sharon and our student council body here, to a representative and our officers of the student body, I guess, if I need to be precise here in the studio, which we do try to. So we'll be back to talk a little bit more about that experience of a Catholic school education and what's going on. So I hope you all stay with us, and we will be right back.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody just...
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Okay, we're back here in the studio talking about Immaculate Conception School located in Annandale, New Jersey, and about all the upcoming events around Catholic School Week, which is a national event that happens always the last week in January. And this year, that falls on January 28th and runs through February 3rd. And Sharon has all types of really special events that she is telling us about, including the open house that's set for Sunday, January 28th. But I wanted our listeners to get a little sense about the school and where it's located and what ages are, children attend. Is it, a high school? What kind of school is it?
Well, the school, first of all, is located in Annandale on Old Allerton Road. And we accept children as early as age 2, actually. We started a new toddler program just this school year, which has been a huge success. We actually expanded it. We began with a morning program and expanded to an afternoon program due to the demand. So the two-year program, which is called the Little Lambs, accepts two-year-olds. We have a class size of a maximum of 10. And it began one day a week in September for 2 hours on that one day, and then it expanded to a two-day-a-week program in January. And it just helps for the two-year-old to get acclimated with a preschool setting, just gives mom time for a little breather for those 2 hours to take an aerobic class, do shopping, but really to get them prepared for the three-year-old program, which comes then next, which at ICS is a three-day-a-week program with a little bit of expanded time frame of 3 hours. And then we run through eighth grade. We have a very thriving preschool program, actually, and another program that we have for even younger than two-year-olds. It's a one-day-a-month program called Rhythm and Rhyme. And that one, mom, dad, grandparent, caregiver, attends with the child. And one of our teachers, actually, Mrs. Fortunato, engages with the children to do crafts and to sing and dance, and they even find time for a snack, all packed into a one-hour program. So it's a mommy and me class, but yet there's time for mom to break away from the child, interact with some other parents, and while Mrs. Fortunato and her helper builds that relationship with the children and interaction with them. So a lot of great programs in the early education program. And then moving on into the elementary school, we have a lot of engagement from our older kids with the younger kids. In fourth grade, they start to become big buddies to the little ones. So fourth graders are big buddies to our four-year-olds and five-year-olds. And speaking of five-year-olds, that's another unique program at ICS. I believe only one of few programs in Hunterdon County of called a transitional kindergarten program that really helps that child that misses that cutoff for kindergarten or just needs that extra year to mature and grow. And we have an awesome transitional kindergarten program at ICS as well.
So it starts at age 2, and then what grade does it go until?
Till 8th grade.
Till 8th grade. Okay. Well, that sounds like there's a lot of fun going on there. So it sounds like I heard some snack and some arts and crafts maybe, and I know that's not all you all do over there. So let's hear from a student, and let's hear what it's like to be a student at Immaculate Conception School.
Well, I mean, being a student's great. I've been there for 8 years, and it's been probably one of the best 8 years of my life. Everyone, each grade is like a family, and we really all do care for each other, and that's really the difference I see with our school from other schools.
Has anyone been to another school? you've all started at ICS and stayed. Well, that's a good commercial in itself, because that means that you must be, your parents must be, or your guardians must be happy with the school that you're getting. But I know that you do take a lot of transfers, and you could come in at any time.
If I could piggyback off of what Jamie had said about community and family, one of the unique things at Immaculate Conception is what we call faith families. And when a child comes into our school, when they reach kindergarten or come in as a kindergartner through eighth grade, they're assigned to a faith family, which really speaks to our Catholic identity. They're named, the families are named after a patron saint. So if, for example, a kindergartner comes in and they're in St. Peter's faith family, they would be in St. Peter's faith family throughout all their years at ICS. So it's a classroom size, 20 to 25 children across grade levels, and they meet a minimum of once a month and normally to do some sort of community service. So during Catholic Schools Week, which is coming up, we actually, that always happens on the first Thursday of the month, and Catholic Schools Week just happens to run through that first Thursday. And our community service with our faith families is going to be an activity called Blessing Bags. And maybe one of the boys would like to tell you more about what the Blessing Bags are going to entail.
Okay, well, we are going to go over to our treasurer here, but first I'm going to just ask him just to pick up on something that Jamie said. So are you enjoying your school experience so far? I know you don't have anything to compare it to, but what do you think about it?
Yes, I've enjoyed my every year at ICS. I've been here since the three-year-old program, and I don't believe anything that I could ever go through would be able to top it.
Wow, that is a very, very nice endorsement. So let's go to the blessing bags. Does our other, who wants to talk about the blessing bags? You're going to talk about the blessing bags. Okay, so our treasurer is going to give us some information about the blessing bags as part of the community service project that is very unique to the Immaculate Conception School. So have you guys been involved in this?
Yes, I've been involved a lot in this. We've been able to design the bags to give to people who need it. And what we're going to do is fill the bags with food and send it to anybody who needs it. Our art teacher and our first grade teacher will be running it. Uh-huh.
Well, you know what it sounds like? It is going to be very special to receive, be a recipient of the blessing bags, and it sounds like you guys have been really busy putting things together. Is this a project that you've all been involved in?
Yes, it is a project that we will be doing in Faith Families this coming Thursday. Not this coming Thursday, but the following Thursday on February the 2nd, I think.
Okay, now what kind of bags are they? Are they things that you decorate on the bags? Are they canvas? Are they paper? What are they?
They're bags that you decorate.
Okay, very nice. And you all have done this last year, or is this your first time doing this?
It's an ICS tradition, very specific to ICS. We do it every single year.
The blessing bag?
The blessing bags.
Okay.
And it's really a great way, because Faith Families, what I take from it is really to show, kind of like our buddy system Mrs. Hilwig was talking about, it's really to show the smaller children that the bigger children aren't scary, and it's really just a big teamwork opportunity, and we're helping the poor, so that's an added plus to the whole situation.
Well, it sounds like you really take the time at the school to come up with projects that make people feel connected and part of the community, and I'd like to ask Mrs. Hilwig now if you need to be Catholic if you attend this school.
No, enrollment is open to all religions, and we have quite a population of non-Catholics. Although that is our identity is a Catholic community, so our non-Catholics participate outside of sacraments, just as our Catholic and students do as well.
Well, you know what we have to talk about now, because we had a big game last night in football. And we had to do a little Monday morning or afternoon quarterbacking, getting ready for the Super Bowl, which is in 2 weeks. And on January 30th, you have Fan Frenzy Super Bowl. So maybe you could talk about that, and then we'll have our students here tell us a little bit about any athletic activities that go on at the school.
So our Fan Frenzy, and I just want to say fly Eagles fly, even though I'm a Steelers fan. We will celebrate the upcoming Super Bowl with Fan Frenzy, where the children will wear their favorite sports apparel. And in order to do that, they're just asked to bring a dollar and a canned food item to be provided to the local food pantry.
So you guys get to be out of uniform that day? That's pretty nice, right? All right. So you have to, my niece is 11, and today she's actually probably right now trying out for a play at her Catholic school that she attends. So I want to know, do you have sports teams? Do you have drama? Tell me what goes on.
Well, we do have sports and drama programs. For the sports, we have competitive CYO, Christian Youth Organization, basketball, and cheerleading, plus ultimate frisbee, cross country, and archery. And for the drama program, we've recently did a production, The Little Mermaid.
I saw that. I was really excited.
Every single one of us was in the production. I was King Triton and Chef Louise. Eddie, our treasurer, was one of the evil eels.
Eddie, you were? Were you on skates for the evil eel?
No, I was not on skates.
No skates? Okay. And what were you?
I was the assistant chef. Me and Jamie were partners for that.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay, so you do have some sports and some other different activities that go on there, because that's really important. As great as it is to be focused on our education, and that is obviously a priority, but we also have to develop other skills and interests and passions, and they include things about sportsmanship, about working as a team, about the values that we have when we depend on each other, and being part of a community. So it sounds like Immaculate Conception School is really trying to build a community. It's I was trying to find if there were other private schools in Hunterdon County, and I couldn't find any. I'm not sure, Sharon, if you know the answer to that.
Immaculate Conception School is the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County. And there is no Catholic high school in Hunterdon County.
And I was going to talk a little bit about that, because it is difficult when you've been, through maybe starting at age 2, which I know is a pilot program that just started a few years ago, and you go up to 8th grade. And then what do? Do you transition to a public high school? Do you transition to another Catholic school? But probably there aren't too many. I know there's one in Somerville, maybe.
Believe it or not, there are quite a few options, and we have our graduates dispersed to quite a few. Obviously, being in the Sending District of North Hunterdon, that's a very popular public school for our students, as is, in their sending districts, because we do have students from Warren County, from down here in Flemington, and a few from Reddington as well, too. As far as Catholic schools, St. Joe's is very popular for the boys in Metuchen. Actually, Jamie is headed there next year. Our previous student council president that was here with me last year, Jeffrey, is there now. So we have quite a few graduate boys over at St. Joe's. And Immaculata in Somerville is a popular sending school for us. And for girls, Mount St. Mary, Villa Walsh. So those are just to name a few. We have some graduates at Del Barton, a few at Pingree, and Seton Hall as well, too. So there's quite a few. And we offer the high schools around the area to come in. We traditionally have had a high school information night. We did something a little bit different this year, where we had them come in and talk just with the 8th graders, which was a little more intimate setting for the high schools to come in and express what they have to offer.
Well, I think that that's an important thing, that people want to know what happens after 8th grade and does the community continue. So we're going to do our break here. We have to do the news, and we'll be back in the studio. So I hope you stay with us as we talk a little bit more about Immaculate Conception School and with our students and with Sharon here about all the great activities and the work that they do in the community.
I'm pleased that Democrats in Congress have come to their senses and are now willing to fund our great military, border patrol, first responders, and insurance for vulnerable children. As I've always said, once the government is funded, my administration will work towards solving the problem of very unfair illegal immigration. We will make a long-term deal on immigration if and only if it's good for our country.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Now, the Senate voted earlier today, 81-18, to end debate, a procedural move that clears the way for a temporary funding plan through February 8th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell shares his thoughts on the whole ordeal.
Let's join together, put the filibuster behind us, and get back to work for the American people.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare. And you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget. And you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Conservative members of the House of Representatives are calling for the release of a classified House Intelligence Committee memo, apparently drafted by GOP committee members, that outlines how the controversial Trump-Russia steal dossier was purportedly used as a pretext for the FBI to obtain FISA wiretaps against American citizens. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff explains why he's not a fan of releasing this document, basically because you're not smart enough to figure out what's going on.
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is.
A new political poll out says 41% of registered voters blame congressional Republicans for the government shutdown. Now, according to the poll, 36% blame Democrats and 23% don't know or don't have an overall opinion. Elsewhere today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hanging right around that 26,000 mark at 26,139. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
And with a look at some of the stories making news around the world today, here's USA Radio Network's UN correspondent, Luke Vargas.
The IMF is sweetening up its global economic forecasts for 2018 and 2019. In a new report published on Monday, the bank projected the global economic output will grow 3.9% over the next 2 years. That's an upward revision of roughly 0.25% since October. The IMF attributed at least half of that to the recent U.S. corporate tax cut, but cautioned that the tax cut honeymoon won't last forever. The IMF said that, quote, due to the temporary nature of some of its provisions, the tax policy package is projected to lower growth for a few years. And Vice President Mike Pence is in Israel today, where he announced that the new U.S. embassy in Jerusalem will be up and running by the end of 2019. In a speech to the Israeli parliament, Pence was interrupted by Arab-Israeli lawmakers holding up signs that read, "Jerusalem is the capital of Palestine." As for Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas, he skipped town for Pence's trip altogether, instead heading to Brussels for meetings with the European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini.
I want to first of all reassure President Abbas and his delegation of the firm commitment of the European Union to the two-state solution with Jerusalem as shared capital of the two states, the State of Israel and the State of Palestine.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Here's to the brokens, the misfits and wannabes, the part of you that's just like me, the wallflowers and the holier than thous. To the diamonds that are never gonna leave the rough, the rolling stones that are always stuck, the all-nighters and the lost I've never found.
We're back here in the studio. I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle. We're listening to our version of Hot and Hunterd today, joined by my guest from the Immaculate Conception School. I feel like I have a friend in Sharon who is a visitor here in the studio when there are some interesting and exciting things going on at the school, and that seems to be quite often. So, Sharon, if you don't mind, I just wanted to clarify a little bit. We got excited talking about the Super Bowl and the Eagles coming into the Super Bowl, just really exciting. And I wanted to ask, everyone can bring in or will be bringing in some canned food, soups, non-perishable food. And I wondered, what do you all do with that?
Well, it's collected and delivered to the local food pantries.
Excellent. And on this show, often we do focus on poverty issues and the number of people, especially children in New Jersey, that numbers always seems to be rising, unfortunately, lately, that unfortunately do not have enough food to make it through the week or the month and rely on a food pantry to go to once or twice a month to be able to get some food to supplement what they can purchase, which food is very, very, very expensive, unfortunately. I remember, a long time ago in a land far, far away, for $5, you can get a couple boxes of cereal and a gallon of milk, and you could kind of feed your kids, and it would be a nutritious, you know, something nutritious, and you wouldn't really have to worry about it. $5, you can't even walk away with a gallon of milk today. And that's if you could get somewhere to purchase the gallon of milk, because our grocery stores are shrinking and there's less and less options. So it does seem like it is really important. And let's just give a shout out to our listeners. There is a grocery store having a can sale, and you could get three boxes of cereal for like $1.88. So if you want to do a donation to some of the local food pantries, if you're not doing altruistic things every day, like our students here in Sharon, this is a great time of the year to stock up for the food pantries on the non-perishables, because people think about it during the holidays, and then they lose sight of our neighbors in need, unlike at Immaculate Conception School, where that really is a focus. And it's not just to people belong in the parish, but you have a lot of programs to outreach in the community. And I guess I wanted to talk about the coat drive then. So I heard recently on break that we had some information about a coat drive. So I'm going to make sure everyone talks about that. So I'm going to start this time on my left again. Why don't you tell us if you participated in a coat drive and kind of what that, what that means at Immaculate Conception School.
It's a great thing for the coat drive because it donates coats to people who are less fortunate and they can't shelter themselves during the winter months, especially during this time whenever there's snow and ice.
It's pretty cold out there, isn't it? It's mm-hmm. pretty terrible to think that you have to live outside in those cold winter months. So I bet it makes the people that do have to be outside, I bet it makes them feel pretty good that you all are doing something to help them in the community. All right, let's go over one seat over. Tell me about your opportunities in the coat drive. Did you donate any coats? Were you able to find any coats?
Yes, I believe I did donate a coat or two, and I think it is a great thing to give back to our community who needs it during this winter.
Excellent. And our president, let's hear from our president about this effort. Was this the first time you were involved in it?
It was kind of the first time I started to like organize it, because this is actually my first time being in student council. But our first two activities, me and our kind of student council moderators, our teachers, their names are Mr. Percelli and Mrs. Markovich, very good teachers, I've had them both, decided, you know, we want to give back to our community. And we already did one thing over the summer where we introduced our new students and gave them a tour. And this time we are going to donate coats. And I did participate in the coat drive. And we got the parish to donate too, and it was a overwhelmingly great response. We've had over 1,000 coats donated in the month of October, which is absolutely amazing.
That is amazing. And there's an activity that's going on in this month of January that I want to bring to everyone's attention, and that is something called a point in time survey. And that's when a lot of the human service providers host a one-day event where people that are homeless, either chronically homeless or temporarily homeless, are able to, and I'm quoting, and my listeners can't see me because we're not live here, but where people that are living without a permanent home can get counted for the points in time survey. And it's a really great opportunity for people to come in out of the cold. And typically, there are coats there for people, and they can take whatever they need that day. And a lot of times, people will not go to government services. They will not go to social service. They won't go to faith-based organizations. But they'll come out for a coat if they know that they can get warm. So I think it makes people feel great to know that they have others thinking about them, especially students. I want to get to some dates here with Sharon so that everyone knows what's going on. There's activities all week long, and we mentioned Sunday, January 28th at 10 a.m. to noon. It's the open house. So if you have children or are thinking about having children between age 2 and 8th grade, you should come out and take a look at the open house. You can, will they have students there as well, or prospective to be able to give tours, or is that faculty? How does that work?
On Sunday, it is primarily faculty and administration. We will have some student council representatives available to help with tours. And on Wednesday, which is during the school hours of 9 to 11, is the open house on Wednesday. That's a regular school day, so that's more of an observation day of open house.
Okay, and we have on Monday, teacher and administrator for the day. Can you tell me about that?
Our eighth graders are invited to come in to a classroom, and it's more teacher for a period than a day.
I was getting a little scared, but I just met three of your students, and you know what? They could teach for the whole day. I would be pretty comfortable with them.
So they essentially go in and become that teacher for a period.
Is anyone going to be Mary Jane DeSaro? We don't know. Maybe.
Jamie's shaking his head yes.
Oh, that would be good. That could really be fun.
And Georgine, if I could put one plug in for
yeah,
Mary Jane. We all know Mary Jane is a teacher of second grade, which she taught these boys. But within the last few years, Mary Jane moved into a different role, with us at ICS of academic support. So she's one of two academic support teachers for the first through fourth grade. And at Immaculate Conception, we have another one of those academic support teachers in fifth through eighth as well, Mrs. Sharp. And so they provide a lot of extra resources and hands-on opportunities for children, both remedial and enrichment.
And that is a different and unique way to be able to give some supportive learning to students. And I know that she's a wonderful teacher, and I'm sure her counterpart is as well, to make sure that the way people learn is the way that we can connect with them. I was telling a story. I have three older sisters, and they were really quite kind to me, but there was this one thing that I was really bad at, putting shapes into the assigned areas. My brain doesn't think like everyone else's, and I would sit there for hours trying to get the blocks to line up, and it really never worked for me. So they would hide it so I wouldn't be frustrated and get stuck on it all day. But we see things differently and we learn differently, and we have to understand that as important as the testing is and how important it is to have great grades, it's important to let your mind expand and to be able to develop your own thought process.
And that is so true. And as a parent of two students at ICS too, I have firsthand witnessed that differentiated learning at Immaculate Conception. So not traditionally, I went to Catholic school myself and, you know, not traditionally taught with desks in rows, but more interactive and out-of-the-box thinking as far as teaching.
And that really makes excellent students who turn into exceptional leaders in the community. We're going to do a commercial break, and then we'll be back for a few minutes to wrap up our segment of Hot and Hunterdon, talking about Immaculate Conception School and Catholic Schools Week 2018. Stay with us.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick. Home sweet home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
We're back here in the studio to wrap up our last few minutes with my guests from Immaculate Conception School. Now, We have some fun. We're getting some canned food and donations for our sports apparel dress down day. We're giving food to a food bank or a food pantry. We are collecting coats, but we're also having an afternoon movie on Friday, February 2nd as part of celebrating Catholic School Week. And I have no idea why, so someone tell me.
Okay, so Friday is Comfy Cozy Day and Movie Day. Comfy Cozy Day, we get to wear comfy stuff like comfy pants and a t-shirt, and we go and you pay $1 to get a ticket for the movies. And each classroom will be hosting a different movie, ranging from, I guess, anything that's PG level.
I would hope a PG or G, maybe. Probably. Okay, so the teachers or the class gets to pick the school movie that's being in their classroom.
Yes. So what you do is you'd pick your movie and then you'd go to that classroom at for the last second and second to last and last period of the afternoon.
Okay. And what do you do with the dollar? Is that the concession piece?
No, what you do is you pay the dollar for the movie, and then when you go into the concessions, you can pay an extra dollar or an extra couple of dollars and get what you want. And to talk about concessions, here's Richard.
Over the years, for the past 2 years, concessions have been one of the biggest things about this movie day. I know we raised over $1,000 last year for the entire thing, the movie day, comfy cozy, concessions. And I think majority of the $1,000 was from concessions and from the comfy cozy. So that's a big plus.
Okay, so now I have to ask, did you partake in movie day and concessions?
Yes, I did. I did last year. And it really does raise a lot of money, and this year, Student Council wants to improve our school. We have pretty old water fountains. The water fountains have been there since our school's been there, which is about 13 years, so 13-year-old water fountains. That isn't the best thing. So this year, Student Council wants to raise money for two new water fountains, which will be placed one upstairs, one downstairs. But they aren't just any ordinary water fountain. They are eco-friendly water fountains that not only fill up your water bottle, your washable water bottles. So it'll encourage students to get rid of those plastic bottles and be friendly to the environment. And it also has a little ticker that says every water bottle you filled, it says how many bottles you saved. So this is all the money from Comfy Cozy Day will be going to the proceeds of our water fountains. It'll actually get us a lot of money because we'll have to raise about, we're estimating, $2,500 to $3,300. And this gives us well over $1,000, so it'll be very good.
Excellent. Well, it sounds like the students have quite the adventurous week here helping out and giving different opportunities to raise money to help the school. And I know, Sharon, we've talked before about some of the grants and some of the fundraising that goes on at the school in an effort to continue to bring technology into the classroom and to have different and innovative ways for the teachers, different tools. So I know it's really exciting. I just want to, again, highlight you do not need to be Catholic to attend the school, either the preschool or the school.
Correct.
You have activities going on all week long. I have posted this particular flyer, which has the schedule for the week of January 28th to February 3rd activities on our social media site. But is there also a good way if someone maybe is not available that week? Is there a website or a phone number that you perhaps would like to give out?
Absolutely. The phone number is 908-735-6334. And the website is www.icsannandale.org. And on our website, there's a contact us that folks are welcome to leave their information, email, and then it would be me.
reaching out to them to come in and visit the school, take a tour. And I'm not just available in these open houses to do that. Actually, I prefer the more intimacy of a private guided tour. And I welcome anybody to come out and visit us.
Well, I hope you all got a sense of Sharon and see that she's a very open and giving person, so you'd be very confident and comfortable calling her, that she would make some time. If you do have some questions about the school, you heard from our three students of this school. It is the only Catholic school in Hunterdon County, so it is unique in that way. And certainly in Hunterdon, we do appreciate the opportunity to have as much diversity in all areas, including education, as possible. So we hope that if you're thinking about this or didn't know this was there, you can go ahead and look at their website. We'll put a link on our Facebook page. I want to thank the students here, the president, the treasurer, and the representative. They gave me their titles right off the bat, so I wanted to make sure I got that all out there. And mostly thanks to our listeners for understanding that what we portray here in Hunterdon is important, it's unique, and it highlights and showcases some of the great things that are going on, the leadership that's being developed and built. And I hope you all are able to find some different ways to continue to support the community and those that do need such basic needs such as food and shelter and a warm coat. And it really goes a long way. So I applaud all three of you for thinking about other people and for acting, not talking, but actually doing things to make it better. I hope you all stuff your pockets with dollar bills for concession day so you can get those great water fountains, because it would be great to keep the trash out of the landfill. We're all for that. And always just a special thanks to Sharon, who is able to come on out here and tell us about what's going on in our community so that we're aware and we're able to really use the resources that are here. Thanks for joining us. And I am your host, Georgine Trinkle at Hot in Hunterdon. Next week, I'll be back with another show. Thanks for joining us.
USA Radio News.
I am pleased that Democrats in Congress have come to their senses and are now willing to fund our great military, border patrol, first responders, and insurance for vulnerable children. As I've always said, once the government is funded, my administration will work towards solving the problem of very unfair illegal immigration. We will make a long-term deal on immigration if and only if it's good for our country.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders. Now, the Senate voted earlier today, 81-18, to end debate, a procedural move that clears the way for a temporary funding plan through February 8th. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell shares his thoughts on the whole ordeal.
Let's join together, put the filibuster behind us, and get back to work for the American people.
For all of these stories and more, please check out usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. Maybe you've heard us talking about MediShare on the radio or heard people saying how they're really thankful for MediShare, and you're like, okay, what exactly are you talking about? Hey, it's a great question. So here's what it is. MediShare is a nationwide community of Christians who share each other's medical costs. Here's why it's grown so much. MediShare costs about half what other healthcare programs cost. It's flexible, too, so you can pick a plan that fits your monthly budget, and you get to choose your own doctor from one of America's largest networks. Something else people really appreciate, you don't have to pay for procedures or prescriptions that go against your beliefs. And you know what the best part is? It works. And it's worked for more than 20 years. People who've experienced catastrophic health bills get their needs met. People pray for each other. MediShare is a nonprofit, faith-based ministry, and it could be a huge blessing to you. Here's how you can find out more. Call 833-39-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 833-39-BIBLE. 833-39-BIBLE.
Conservative members of the House of Representatives are calling for the release of a classified House Intelligence Committee memo, apparently drafted by GOP committee members, that outlines how the controversial Trump-Russia steal dossier was purportedly used as a pretext for the FBI to obtain FISA wiretaps against American citizens. Democratic Congressman Adam Schiff explains why he's not a fan of releasing this document, basically because you're not smart enough to figure out what's going on.
Well, because the American people, unfortunately, don't have the underlying materials, and therefore they can't see how distorted and misleading this document is.
A new political poll out says 41% of registered voters blame congressional Republicans for the government shutdown. Now, according to the poll, 36% blame Democrats and 23% don't know or don't have an overall opinion. Elsewhere today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average hanging right around that 26,000 mark at 26,139. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers are here.